Mr. Chairman, and to all of the freedom-loving citizens of Los Angeles, California, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot begin to say to you this afternoon how happy I am and how deeply moved I have been as I have been a part of this meeting. I think I can say without fear of successful contradiction that this is the largest and most enthusiastic civil rights rally that has ever been held in the history of this nation. And I want to thank you to the bottom of my heart. I want to thank the co-chairman, the distinguished leaders of this community, and all of you for making this great meeting possible. There comes a time when people get tired. There comes a time when people get tired of being trampled over by the iron feet of oppression. There comes a time when people get tired of being pushed out of the glittering sunlight of life's July and left standing in the piercing chill of an alpine November. These people of Birmingham, Alabama, decided that they had taken enough. And on April the 3rd of this year, an intensified movement started to break down the barriers of segregation and discrimination. I've never seen a community more united than the Negro citizens of Birmingham. By the thousands, they went to jail for that freedom that they have long fought and talked about. More than 3,200 were arrested from April the 3rd up to the present day. And they were arrested because they discovered something, that it is ultimately more honorable to go to jail in dignity than accept segregation and humiliation. Wherever men are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Accra, Ghana, Nairobi, Kenya, Birmingham, Alabama, or Los Angeles, California, the cry is always the same: we want to be free. Segregation is wrong because it is nothing but a new form of slavery covered up with certain niceties of complexity. Segregation is wrong because it is nothing but a system of adultery perpetuated by an illicit intercourse between injustice and immorality. And this is what it is saying. And so we are saying in the South, we are no longer willing to sell our birthright of freedom for a mess of segregated pottage. We are through with segregation now, henceforth, and forevermore.